بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Canonical issues on gelatin, scenario number 4. And in this scenario, in the ingredients section of the pack of pastels, for example, one reads the term bovine gelatin. Now, in the previous two examples cases, we knew it was that the sheep or cow was slaughtered Islamically, or we doubted as to whether the bovine animal was slaughtered Islamically or not. Now, in this third case, we know that the animal, cow or sheep, has not been slaughtered Islamically. We're certain of this. Okay, so this is a third case now. In this third case of bovine gelatin, where you know that the cow or sheep has not been slaughtered Islamically, okay, are you certain of this? This has to be divided into three subclasses. That's if the component from the animal, the part of the cow or sheep from which the gelatin has been extracted is a life-containing component of the animal, or it's a non-life-containing part of the animal, such as bones, nails, hair, and so on and so forth. Or you don't know from what kind of part this gelatin has been extracted from the animal. Now, this is important. There's a difference between the life-containing components of animals and the non-life. The life-containing components, those which, all parts of the body are life-containing, except for the non-life-containing parts, such as the bones, nail, hair, and one or two others maybe, which I can't recall now. But the intestines, kidney, liver, heart, all these parts are life-containing components of the animal. We'll explain why this is significant in a minute. But before I do, just one thing. In concrete najis animals, like the pig and the dog, all components of those animals are canonically najis. Even the bones, even the non-life containing parts, such as the bones, and the nails and whatever. But with animals such as sheep and cows, here, even if they're not slaughtered Islamically, okay, the bones and the non-life-containing parts of such animals, even if they're not Islamically slaughtered, because if they were Islamically slaughtered, then all the parts would be tahir. But even if the cow or sheep is not slaughtered Islamically, the bones and other non-life-containing parts will be regarded as tahir. Now, that's something important. It's going to crop up quite a bit now. So here, in this scenario, we approach the pack of pastels. On the back, it writes bovine gelatin. And we know that it's from an animal that hasn't been slaughtered Islamically. We know it's from a cow or a sheep that hasn't been slaughtered Islamically. We know that much. We're certain of that much. Now, in this case, I want to touch upon now is assuming we know that from the cow or the sheep, this gelatin has been extracted from a life-containing component of the animal. Because sometimes you may know it's from a life-containing part. Sometimes you may know it's from a non-life. But usually what the case is that you don't know if it's from a life-containing component or a non-life-containing component. I will come to that scenario later. But right now, in this case study, it's bovine gelatin. You know that the animal, the cow or sheep, has not been slaughtered Islamically, and you know it's from a life-containing component of the animal, such as the intestines, for example. So when I use the word intestines from now on, it's symbolic of the life-containing limb, life-containing organ of the animal. Okay, so assuming you know it's from a life-containing component, such as the intestines, the first question is, does istihale occur or does it not occur? Now here, if assuming istihale is substantiated before you, that istihale does occur, here with the intestines, this life-containing intestines of the animal that you know has not been slaughtered Islamically, these intestines are najis. So here, the same rulings, assuming, now here, istihala has been substantiated. Now you put it into the water for the process of that chemical hydrolysis to occur to produce that gelatin. Here, you believe istihala does arise. Here, recall what happened in the porcine gelatin. The same branches occur here, exactly the same. So you have to refer to that too. I don't want to repeat all those branches once again. So you have to see whether the istihala occurs in qalil water, core water, or you don't know which. You have to go to that talk. I can't remember which talk it was now. It was maybe the second or the third, I'm not sure. So there you have to refer that, because here the intestines are najis now. So you have to go there and see the different branches. If istihala does not arise, okay, so here it's still najis. Assuming istihlak does arise, here what happens is, since it was najis, the intestines are najis after all, when it enters the water medium, which it in istihlak, the whole issue is that product, after you put the intestines in the water and hydrolysis occurs, you want to mix it with something to produce the final product. If istihlak does happen, it would still be najis, because when it is in contact with that liquid medium, which is most probably mozaf, it will make the whole thing najis. So even if istihlak does arise, you won't be able to consume it. What if istihlak does not arise? Now, if it doesn't arise, well, you're consuming, you know, components of an animal that hasn't been slaughtered Islamically, and that's haram. You can't do that. And also it's najis too, so overall there's no hope here. So whether it's istihlak does occur or it doesn't occur, most probably it will not be, you won't be allowed to consume it, and it will be najis anyway. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.